Till Death Do Us Part. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse.
There's no time for us. There's no place for us. What is this thing that builds our dreams yet slips away from us? Wants to There's no chance for us. It's all decided for us. This world has only one sweet moment set aside for us.
He'd tried not to fall in love with the Highlander. He'd reminded himself of the Scotsman's annoying tendency to judge people, of the man's habit of diving headfirst into danger and dragging those close to him with him. Those were not things Metus needed. But it had all been in vain. It had been inevitable since the beginning. He'd felt an undeniable attraction to MacLeod since the first time they met. If he was completely honest with himself, which he rarely was, he'd probably fallen for him in the instant that he first lay eyes on the man. And when he recognized that connection between himself and the Highlander, he should have turned tail and run. He should have run and never looked back. But he hadn't. He'd meant to, at first. But he never had been able to stay away when he fell in love. Wasn't that funny? Love, his greatest weakness. There were times when he thought that he'd managed to avoid the danger. There had been Alexa, another instantaneous connection. He had loved her so much. And, of course, there had been the horseman. He'd thought that Mamie MacLeod couldn't get past that, even with all the time they had. The last time Metus thought it might all work out for the best was after the kid died and the Highlander vanished. Well, perhaps not for the best, but at least better for him. He'd tried to warn MacLeod. He'd told him that getting involved with another immortal was too much of a commitment. Metus had thought that maybe the Highlander would get the hint. And he'd hoped that perhaps MacLeod would not end up returning his feelings. He always hoped, but he'd always known how it would all end. He always outlived his lovers. Always. He had to outlive them. That was the way it worked. Sooner or later his survival instinct would become stronger than the love he felt. It wasn't a problem when he fell for mortals. They were rarely a serious danger to him, and they died so soon anyway. It was different with immortals. Metus sighed and turned away from the gravestone that marked the last resting place of Duncan MacLeod, of the clan MacLeod. If he closed his eyes, he could still see the surprised look on the Highlander's face. He would never forget it.
Forever.